You're listening to the FQXI podcast.
Though, as I learned at a recent quantum information science meeting in Oxford, many FQXI members refer to us as Foxy, which is both flattering and disturbing.
I will go with disturbing. Though, if you want to call us Foxy, we won't argue. But this was a meeting on quantum information science, QIS. Did you ask them if it was pronounced kiss?
No, I have to admit that I didn't ask them that. But I did ask FQXI member Marcus Aspelmeier of the University of Vienna about his recent Nature Physics paper with Czaslaw Bruckner and others. In it, they propose a relatively cheap and cheerful tabletop test of quantum gravity in the lab using current quantum optics technology. Various ideas about ways to unite quantum mechanics and gravity into a unified theory have been proposed, but hopes for testing them seem way beyond the powers of even the largest particle accelerator, the Large Hadron Collider. That's because testing those ideas involves looking down at unimaginably small distances. So, as Aspelmeier explains, even he didn't expect that it would be possible to test this regime, known as the Planck scale, in the lab.
So the reason why this result was surprising to all of us is that normally when you think about the Planck scale, which is on the order of 10 to the minus 35 meters, this is an experimentally completely inaccessible length scale. So there's no way that any experiment would ever achieve a resolution to directly access this regime of the Planck length.
And so what particular effect are you going to be looking for?
One particular aspect that seems to be inherent to many, if not all, approaches to theories of quantum gravity is the existence of a ultimate length scale. This is something that is alien to standard quantum theory as we know it, because in quantum theory we have Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, which tells you that you can have arbitrary precision in a position measurement when you sacrifice your knowledge on the momentum. So that means you can, if you just put enough work and energy in, achieve spatial resolution and achieve sensitivity in space on the order and even below something like the Planck length, if you just have sufficient uncertainty in the momentum of the system.
The team's idea is that you can measure modifications to Heisenberg's uncertainty principle by pushing a microscale mirror around in the lab with a laser pulse. On tiny scales, the mirror behaves like a wave, and calculations show that nudging the mirror in this way knocks its wave function out of step, giving it what is known as an additional phase.
It turns out now that the extra modification due to possible quantum gravity correction just adds a tiny extra phase. So if you take an object, a physical object, and move it around and you inscribe a closed loop, so you start at some point, you move around, come back to the very same point again, then the quantum mechanical wave function of this object actually gets an extra phase that is directly proportional to the area of the enclosed loop in phase space. We push our mechanical object around, so we push it around with a sequence of strong light pulses, and thereby manage to write this geometric phase of the mechanical system obtains during its travel in phase space onto our optical pulse. And the only thing we have to do in the end is we have to measure the optical pulse in order to obtain the phase.
So is this going to help you differentiate between different quantum gravity models in particular?
Actually, it turns out there are different proposals for modifications, and they indeed scale differently with the mass of the system, for example. Right? If in the long run one can build experiments where you can systematically change parameters such as mass and then perform those tests, then you can either exclude or, in case there is a positive outcome, even, let's say, provide some experimental backing of one of those possible approaches.
If you don't find any modification, what will that mean?
So first of all, if there would be a null result of those experiments, then this would actually help to put some boundaries for possible modifications of the uncertainty relation due to effects of quantum gravity, so due to the finite size ultimate length scale effects of quantum gravity. And I think this is, at this stage, the most valuable input that you can think of.
And how long do you think it's going to take to carry out these experiments and get some results?
So that's a very difficult prediction to make. The main challenge for these experiments, and at the same time, this is the reason why this proposal works at all, is that we need to have an excellent control over massive mechanical resonators. So the only reason why we will eventually be able to enter this regime where you can test possible modifications is that those modifications scale with the mass of the system. And only when we go to sufficiently large, massive objects, only then will those additional phase shifts in the proposed experiments become significant such that one should be able to observe it if it exists. So the challenge right now is to achieve this very high level of quantum optical control over such massive mechanical resonators. And I'm extremely confident that with all the tremendous progress we have seen there during the last years, that this experiment will be in reach soon. And the parameters that we suggest are not completely unrealistic, actually.
Actually, before I let you go, is there anything else that you want to say about this paper or anything else that you're working on?
This is the time where I can greet my grandma.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you to Marcus Aspelmeyer there. And also hello to Marcus's gran. It's also worth checking out FQXI member Sabine Hassenfelder's blog, Back Reaction, where she has a detailed post commenting on this proposal.
She's quite skeptical about whether it can work, right?
Yes, she is. Details are on the website www.fqxi.org/community.